Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Motor City today. Detroit, Michigan. The 13th District. This is the land of Motown, muscle cars, and one of the most unique representatives in the entire house. We are profiling Democrat Sri Thanadar.
Sri Thanadar represents a district that is the heart of Black America, Detroit, but his own story starts halfway around the world in Belgaum, India. And Stephen, his backstory is literally the American dream on steroids. He came to the U.S. in 1979 to get his PhD in chemistry. He had practically no money. He worked as a janitor to pay his tuition. He has spoken openly about sleeping in his car during freezing Midwest winters because he couldn't afford rent. It is a true rags-to-riches journey.
And the richest part is legitimate. He didn't just become a professor, he became a tycoon. He started a chemical testing company called Shamir. Basically, if a pharmaceutical company needed to know if their pill dissolved correctly, they hired Sri. He grew that business to millions of dollars in revenue, sold it, and then started another one called Avamine. He was named Entrepreneur of the Year by Ernst & Young 3 times. So when he talks about job creation, he isn't reading a talking point. He has actually signed the front of a paycheck.
But then he pivots to politics, and this is where it gets interesting. He represents the 13th District, which includes Detroit, Grosse Pointe, and the Downriver communities. It is a district with massive income inequality. You have billionaires in Grosse Pointe, and people living below the poverty line, just a few miles away. Thanadar ran as a progressive who understands business. He self-funded his campaign, which raised some eyebrows, but he won over the community by promising to deliver tangible results, not just rhetoric.
And he has a very specific legislative style. He sits on the Small Business Committee, obviously. He introduced the Lions Act to help startups get loans up to $10 million. But he also sits on the Agriculture Committee. Why? Because that committee controls SNAP food stamps. Thanadar is obsessed with food security. He did the SNAP challenge where he lived on $6 a day for food. He said it was exhausting and impossible to be healthy. He fights tooth and nail against any cuts to nutrition programs because he remembers what it was like to be hungry.
Recently, though, he has turned up the heat on the Biden and Trump administrations. He has become a fierce critic of immigration enforcement. In 2026, he introduced the Abolish ICE Act. That is a huge move for a guy who used to be seen as a moderate businessman. He argues that as an immigrant himself, he cannot stand by while families are separated. He also introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump in 2025. He is definitely not afraid to throw a punch.
He represents the factories of Stellantis in the neighborhoods of Detroit.
The scientist who slept in his car and now writes the laws.
That is our profile for Michigan's 13th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.